At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me, as always, are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, fellas?
Doing great on remote for me.
Yeah.
Good day, everyone. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. Episode 28, and we are joined by a guest, or no.
You're way off.
I'm looking at the wrong show. Oh, man, it's been a long day, guys.
Come on.
Yeah, dude. I had the Linux OTC website up. No, okay. Episode 56, wow. recorded in the year of our Lord, April 20th.
You the bourbon already?
Yeah, I wish. It's been a long day.
You're all drunk on Pizza King.
And I've only just got back from Texas, too, so I'm still...
I was going to say I've only just begun.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, episode 56. We're joined by Mike, a.k.a. the Boston Trucker. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers.
You whatsoever.
Thank you. I finally made it to the Three Fat Truckers podcast, though.
So. Yeah, you made it.
Welcome to the road collision on the highway that we do.
I thought it would be.
Yeah. Welcome to the hot fucking mess.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Did you hear me? It's an honor. Your accent's not as thick as I thought it would be.
What accent?
Well, that's what I mean.
I don't even know what
you're
talking about.
He probably thinks you have an accent, Steve. Good,
you guys talk funny.
God.
What? I never even heard that before.
My mom's right down the road from you there in Brooklyn, New York. So.
Oh, yeah, right down the road, home like 400 miles.
Yeah, just down the road for truck drivers. Come on. Yeah.
Hey, everything on the East Coast is about that far away, all right?
Yeah, that's 3.5 hours, unless it's during the week.
Fucking gay.
Listen to this guy.
Everybody, yeah, look at this guy. Thinking he knows what he's talking about there.
Do I even need to talk during this podcast, or you guys do all the talking for me?
Well,
I've been catching up on your episodes this week, and I'm like, I don't think I'll even need to talk the whole time.
Bill just gets comfortable and sits back and does this right here.
Oh, hey, when they're going at it about bourbon or about grills or about shit that I don't give a damn about.
Girls. I mean, yeah. Hey.
Well, now hold on a minute.
I thought I'd catch your attention. Didn't get a black eye from people's elbow there. Didn't smell what I was cooking, did you?
Oh, you well.
Yeah.
You'd think I'd know by now where we're heading before we even...
Five minutes before the show starts, he's shoving pizza in his pie hole while I'm sitting here watching him, and I'm like, seriously?
Then he's asking me, hey, what are you eating? What are you eating?
I'm still hungry.
What do you like on your pizza?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I'll eat whatever. I didn't get this way from not eating. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
I had pizza for breakfast. That's why I was asking.
Hey.
Anchovies?
A hamburger and onion.
I made a bunch of keto pizza yesterday.
Why?
I got guys I take care of that got to eat keto.
Okay.
What is keto?
Oh, it's that one girl about 5 feet tall.
No, Bill, that's Kato. OJ, come on. OJ's gone. There's no more Kato.
Keto works at the massage parlor.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I got a really good joke at the end of the show today.
The end of the show? You're gonna tell us this shit now, and we gotta sit and wait till the end of the show.
When I heard it, I died laughing, and I think you all will relate.
Well, that's good. Well, you guys shut up. I want to hear about this guy. I know about you.
Go ahead.
What do you want to know?
I know this man went from a one stack Mac, and now he's into a Kenworth. Life's moving up.
They put sunroofs in these Kenworths now.
No. Yeah, right, huh? I'm in my car in the yard in my driveway.
I forgot party. About yard. That works too. Park in the yard.
Let me get a beer.
Well, why do you park in a driveway and drive on a parkway? I don't understand that.
That doesn't make sense. You know, I was walking around. I was walking around Matt's, and I seen you guys. And I was like, "Holy shit! This is a Three Fat Truckers podcast." It's on my video, and then you—I don't know if you guys seen me or how you found me, but thank you for reaching out.
Dave likes to watch everything, anything.
I follow everybody.
He follows everybody.
And so I've seen you come by.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I seen you. And then I just had these guys watch it a minute ago on yours. It's 44 minutes in where you come up on us. And I said, here's where he was. And we was interviewing a guy about a new app for it's like Trucker Pass. And he set it up and it don't have all the commercials. And
It also doesn't have navigation, so I had to go back to Trucker Path for the time being until they get that working.
Yeah.
So you guys are all truckers?
Retired.
Yeah.
35 years and done.
Company owner operators, what's the deal?
We all drove for the same company. They still drive there.
And it's basically an owner operator that has 120 trucks.
Oh, wow.
You know, he does a lot of owning. I've never seen him do much operating. I got to be
honest. When I knew him, he used to operate years and years ago.
Boy, that's hard to imagine.
Now he just micromanages and never mind.
Walks around calling everybody a dumbass.
Yeah.
His kids. Were you guys hauling reefers or heavy haul? Or what were you doing?
Everything but reefer. Haul. I had a big Pete with four axle low boy, did excavators, dump trucks, haul trucks, those, everything.
Wow.
We have dump trailers. We haul a lot of scrap. We have roll-off trailers where we haul roll-off.
Yep.
We do drop decks, flatbed. And we also have a whole van fleet that hauls new copper that we deliver. That's what me and Bill's been doing mostly here lately to all over the country. We take it to California, to Texas.
Yeah.
To
where are you
Boston,
guys out of?
Right up Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, I know where Fort Wayne is. Route 30,
Yep, yep.
I used to get that back in the day when I'd tell people, hey, driver, what's your 20? What's your home 20? Oh, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Oh, I heard of that place. You guys got that truck stop across the street from titty bars with all the whores running around at night.
hey, you said it, not me, but I was thinking that.
I know.
I used to have my mail forwarded there.
Yeah. Oh, shit, huh?
See, I was a local driver for 30 years. I'm just now retired, and I thought, let's try this over-the-road thing for a while. And I'm kind of enjoying it. So,
he's just sightseeing is all he's doing.
I'm out here. They're paying me to sightsee.
He's like, you mean there's an interstate to drive on? I take all these two-lane roads.
Bill, what are you working on?
Huh? Oh, I just got some stuff from Amazon. Cords for new
so you decided now was the perfect time to go through your Amazon.
Well, I kind of like to hand this off to you and then just sit here and be a pretty face on the screen, you know. What do you think?
I thought you were knitting.
Yeah, I thought he was knitting.
Now they're microphone
Mike
cables.
tell us about you, how you got your YouTube channel started, and give us a lowdown.
I try to make it brief. Grew up in trucking. Dad was a trucker. You know the story. Dad was a Teamster in the 60s and 70s, and then deregulation in 1980, started driving over the road, did my first over the road trip in 80 when I was 10, and got hooked on it right away. You know, cab overs, all that stuff, coast to coast, and became a trucker as soon as I turned 18, and I was started out as a local driver for an over the road company. And then 6 or 7 months in, they were like, hey, can you go to Indiana, go to Evansville? I'm like, yep. And I was running Evansville at 18 and a half and ran coast to coast for 20 years till my kids were born. And I've been local for 15 or 16 years now, doing heavy haul, moving machines, hauling dirt, home every night, work for a good small construction company. And it's great. I love it. I never thought I'd be a local guy, though. Always thought I'd be a road guy.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. I've done both, and it was nice to go back and forth. I mean, depending on how old your kids were and family and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I notice you work harder when you're local, though. It's a lot more work to get it all done and then go back home at the end of the day.
That's true. That's true.
We do a little bit of both.
When you're on the road, you get more rest usually.
Yeah, you just get up out of the seat and fall straight back in the bunk.
Well, yeah. Well, now that you get back in the yard, you got to unload, drive home,
grab all your shit.
Yep.
Get down out of the truck. Your
tablet says you're done for your 14-hour day and your 11-hour driving, and you climb in the back and you sit there for 10 hours and you wait till you go again.
No, and Dave course, climbs in the back, fires up the barbecue grill, starts cooking this and that.
You you're not far from the truth.
I know. I've seen him where he sends me pictures. What are you doing? Oh, I'm cooking this duck with some cranberry sauce. And yeah, he's always doing something.
Yeah.
I can't say much because when I was still working with you guys, I used them damn oven boxes. Kept making all the lasagnas and pizzas and shit and giving them to everybody for their boxes.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I used to do barbecue competition. I had a food truck and a big trailer, and I would go around cooking and everything. Did that for years. It just got to be too much work. And then after COVID, I sold everything and got rid of it. And now I just do little things for friends or, you know, a wedding or a friend or stuff. But
the thing is, when you're local and you come home, to a family, and they expect you to be present, you know, like actually pay attention to
and
them.
And you're dragging ass.
And that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard. When you're an over the road guy, you're on your own time. And you know,
Well, I can remember being a local guy, and the kids had ball games and all sorts of stuff, and you're trying to get to all that kind of stuff and still get home, get some sleep, get some dinner, get back up for work. And it's really hectic.
Well, that was the thing with my
Go ahead.
I'm going next.
Go.
You're going.
So my dad was over the road for me and my brother, you know, so I saw all the stuff he missed. So when my first kid was born, I was like, man, I should try and be home for all that stuff. And it's hard. It's really hard getting used to being home. It's real tough. It takes you years to settle down even a little bit. It took me a long time. I still feel like an over the road guy, and it's been a long time.
Oh, I can remember when I went back to local, my old lady said, get out of here. My boyfriend's coming over.
So when you were over the road, you traveled quite a bit. Do you got a lot of spots you used to like stop, get dinner, old school, like you know, the 76? Did you have a lot of spots and places that you really?
Sure.
Steve is the exit tell you where every fried bologna sandwich up to the best barbecue in three states.
There's one place out your way in New York I could probably turn you on to, a little old. She's not real old, but she has her own little deli and makes all her own dishes, and they're in plastic things. You can put them in your microwave in your truck. And, I mean, fancy meals like chicken marsala and, you know, Italian food and stuff like that. And it's right there, right across the street from the TA at the Montgomery exit. Exit 5, Mayfield, whatever there in PA.
New York. Maybrook. Yeah, I remember that place. I know exactly where it was. Yep,
I figured. Because I used to go out there pretty regular.
there's a lot of great places. Oh, I mean, that 84 in Pennsylvania, right before you get to Scranton, used to be a good one.
Yep.
The Barbie truck stops. The old Iowa 80.
Yeah.
Dixie Home Truckers.
Home. There was one in Effingham, wasn't there? Or am I losing my freaking shit?
Joliet, I think.
I know the one in Joliet, but I feel like I remember there being something past the I don't know, whatever.
It was next to the Effing House, Bill.
Was it next to the Effing House?
Bosselman. Remember Bosselman's? They used to have truckers only section.
Boss garages.
My dad had loved nothing more than to spot a non-trucker in the truckers only section and scored him out by his collar.
Dave's got a story for you. Dave's got a story for you about that.
Oh, go ahead, Dave.
My dad used to come home and he would work on his truck and he fixed something one time, and I go, Dad, he had to pinch a brake chamber off to get it into the shop. I said, you know that's not legal. He goes, well, yeah, I know it's not legal, but I'm a professional. I know how to do this. And I go, so you're the guy at the truck stop at the TA's that gets to sit in the spot back there and says, professional drivers only.
Right.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, old school trucking, unfortunately, today the road is nothing like it was when I in 84 I drove over the road for a year, but just even well, the
nobody wants to talk to anybody anymore. You used to be able to sit around at the truck stop right around the horseshoe part with the waitress coming in the center, and drivers would sit there and talk and bullshit and drink coffee and they smoked their cigarettes, and people don't talk to anybody anymore. They want to be in the booth with their phone in their face, and I don't know.
That was a
impersonal.
Exit 40 on
everybody's in. Go ahead.
Exit 40 on 80, right outside of in the Pennsylvania, used to be a Hojo's right next to the Peterbilt dealership there, and it had the horseshoe where the ladies would come down the end of the aisle and had coffee. It I always got a kick out of those.
What about Diamond J's? That was over there, Reynoldsville. You remember that place?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, Reynoldsville.
Yeah.
And the old All Americans, Milton.
And, Milton, PA.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah. There was another All-American.
I hated 80, so.
There in Carlisle, there was an All-American where the Petro is now, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, see, I can go back, remember running a Pennsylvania Turnpike when they are all Hojos, Howard Johnsons were the service plazas back in the day. And
you're really
old. Young guy. They still take the signs.
He's older than us, yeah.
Yeah, he's old as shit.
I can tell. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, almost. You're not 65 yet, are you?
I'll be 65 in November.
Wow. So, yeah, he's 10 years older than us, or me, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm the grandpa of the bunch, but that's
Bill's the youngest. Okay. It's only by a few.
I don't know if it's my camera or not, but you look like you're the youngest one out of everybody. I was surprised.
Who's that?
No, I'm just that good looking.
Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't got no hair left.
That makes two people that said that. Who was the other person that said that?
We're both gray. That's why.
Yeah.
The lady that drove the big dump truck up there in
Kathy,
the drug dealer. Kathy
Tirono, Taro or something.
Right. Super nice.
Did
lady.
You say drug dealer?
Drug dealer.
No, drug user. Remember she was laying down there in San Francisco with that guy and woke up stoned and said, this is the best part of life. And she goes and she pulled herself out of there, got dried up and got a job for Exxon. Mobile. Was it?
Mobile.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah. She drives a haul truck. Yeah.
Yeah. Monster giant haul one of those, truck. Five story haul trucks and hauls and wrote a book while she drove truck all day.
Wow.
She would drive down there and write while they would load her and then take it back. And, so she was quite a lady.
That's amazing.
Kathy Takaro. I had to look it up here.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah. And she's all over Instagram and Facebook and all the things.
She's got a good story to tell.
She's called, she goes by the designing trucker or something in it. Is that what it was?
I don't know her.
Well.
Well, she was at the truck show. The truck show, not this year, but last year. That's
where she's in the interviews here. She's got on like a city police hat on. You know, the short bill, the crown. Yeah. She's got one of them on in the video, and it's all decorated.
Well, we're doing in 2 weeks. We're doing an interview with Red Flatbed Red. She's coming on.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. She's great.
And
she's a good friend of mine.
I know you know her, and her husband, and
Chris. Yep. A lot of great people in the industry, and that's the great thing about going to Matt's. We all come together, and you just don't know who you're going to run into and make new friends.
Yeah. And, we're going to try and do a couple more shows here and there, whether big or small. There's a small one coming up in West Virginia in August. It's just a one-day thing, and it's Red's part of it, I think, or I don't know if she's going to be there this year or not. Like, I talked to the guy. He wasn't sure either, but they're part of the –
And I got – I
what is it, ATHS, Antique Tractor Historical Society. That it's a show that they're doing. It's their fifth one in West Virginia, and it's like the biggest in West Virginia.
And they're the future of old trucks and all that old school stuff.
All the trucks we got now wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them old ones. So
But Flatbed Red and Chris, those are two people who are really going to keep it alive for the next generations.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll talk to
her
about
that. I was telling these guys, I heard the story. I was telling these guys the story when you were talking to her about her going to Matt 7 years ago and with her drawing and her draw and how that all got started. So
yeah, it's amazing and, how she's come full circle. She's driving everybody's trucks, and it's amazing. Yeah. That's awesome. That's
a lot of fun, you know? Doing a great job. And I also got tickets for the truck show in Houston. I've already got, they sent me an email for though I don't have to pay to get in. And I think we're going to try doing Iowa 80 this year out
That's
there.
That's a good one.
So,
they get
not
good
positive.
So. I don't know if you guys like to eat or anything, but they got good ribs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Iowa 80, Walcott.
Oh, Walcott, yeah.
A lot of good food.
Dude. What I need to do is take my cooker.
We'll check the restaurant there. Over there on the other side of the road. Is pretty good, too.
We'll do three fat truckers barbecue.
There we go. Yeah. What'd you say? The 4-1 wouldn't let us do nothing because they were already had it
because
catered in or something.
Yeah, I was going. We did truck show for the expediters in Fort Wayne at the Coliseum, but the Coliseum had the rights for all the food. Because we were going to feed everybody, just do pulled pork sandwiches, you know. Man,
I'm sure that would have been better.
Yeah, probably, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah. If you like, what do they call that? Chicken from catered chicken boxes. So what's your truck you drive now?
I got a W900. I got a brand new truck being built right now, W900 day cab. We call them without the bunks day cabs here. Long wheelbase, flat glass.
Well, I seen your one video of it that had the name all stenciled or painted on the back of the cab and everything.
Yeah, they're doing the visor and the bumper and the deck plate and stuff right now. So a few more weeks, but 900, nice truck. I'm only about a mile from where I work, so that's good. And they work for a small construction company.
Motor and transmission you got?
A 565 Cummins, 18 speed.
Yep, so that's what I got in mine. Bill drives a W9.
Yep. My boss is going all automatics. So after being here 11 years, I couldn't take it anymore. He kept teasing me. He kept saying, you better start exercising your finger. Drive, neutral, reverse.
I'll tell you what. I like them if they're set up right.
We have some of them, and I said, no, not me. And he goes, oh, you're going to do it. And I said, no, not me. And after 11 years, I did something stupid, and I gave him my notice. And it took him about 8 days to pull me aside and go, all right, listen, you can't quit. So I'll get you. I know you don't want a new truck. I'll get you a new truck. Get whatever you want. Is it 18 speed? Whatever you want. Just order it. So I ordered a truck. So I'm staying until I retire, hopefully.
That's kind of like Steve. Steve's truck.
The truck I have. They got in. And I was never going to get anything better, ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had the tugboat motor pour in it.
It was a 2018 glider, 389P with a 60-inch flat top on it, and it had an 800 cat in it.
Oh, my God.
With an 18-speed. But quad axle, I pulled low boy. I pulled 160, 200,000 all the time.
Yeah.
And with that 800 cat, you didn't know. I passed everybody. You could be loaded or empty. I would pass you. It was like a race car. I could be
like 100. I said, it had a tugboat motor in it.
I could be 160,000 and coming up Jellico down here, still running 60 mile an hour the whole way. Up. Jeez. And didn't even slow it down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the old joke? What's the difference between a big truck and a large car?
What?
When you go up a hill, a big truck, you grab another gear. Large car just grabs the road.
Oh. See, I heard it where a big truck, you go as fast as you want. Large car, you go as fast as you can. So, or backwards.
I'll tell you what. I come out of down to El Paso out there on 10, and I had a John Deere. What size was that? I don't know. It was a pretty good size dozer, like an 850. I think I was 110, 120,000, just strolling 85 mile an hour cruise on across through there. Loved it.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then he retired. Figured he done did the best. I'm done.
Pretty much.
What's the speed limit in Texas now? Last time I was there, it's been a long time. It was
75 usually.
Oh, shit. It was 55.
The two lanes are 70, as long as there's a berm. A shoulder.
I think they're 75.
Are they 75 now?
Yeah. That.
And then there's one spot in Texas that's 85, and there's a couple spots that's 80.
All
remember
the toll
when
roads.
55 and 50?
Yep. Yeah. Remember daytime and nighttime speed limits?
Yeah.
In Texas.
Maddening.
The white sign and the black sign.
Yeah.
I think it was just racist, so they had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
You guys are slow today, man. Come
on. I'm on you. I'm on you.
Oh yeah.
they haven't said nothing. I'm down here in Florida. I'm down here at my daughter's house. We had
a
funeral that I had to attend to. Why I'm kind of on location. So,
we didn't say anything because it's fucking depressing.
Yes, it is. But shit happens.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah.
Hey, it's part of life.
Yeah. Oh,
pretty much.
Next week, it could be me. I'm old.
I told you, I know a 2 so far. So it was coming 3s, as long as it ain't one of us.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it ain't.
I didn't feel a thing. How about you?
So
what's the future for you guys' podcast? Where are you guys taking this? You on YouTube now?
It's my only hope for retirement.
Yeah.
Retirement. How else am I going to do it?
Are you going to retire from all that YouTube money?
Good
luck.
I don't have a plan B, you know what I'm saying? Everybody seems to have a plan B. I ain't got one.
Yep. So, well, it's not a bad plan.
We better
it's probably a shit plan, but I mean, whatever. You got to have dreams, you know?
Yeah.
We've been at this.
It'll either turn into
years.
Something or it'll just be an expensive hobby.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're not gonna stop. We'll never stop. We'll keep doing it whether we.
He says that next week. Hey guys, I'm done.
Oh God, I've spent too much money on all this stuff.
Apparently, you guys never were into racing. I was in a few race cars. This is a cheap hobby.
See, Dave grew up rich. He says no, but you remember the kid in school that was always going to the lake every weekend,
they went to Disney.
Yeah, you did go to Disney, didn't you, Dave? Didn't you? Don't lie to me.
California and Florida.
I lived in Florida, dude. I went to Disney.
California and Florida. Do you hear what he just said?
Oh, yeah.
But I went to Disney in Florida in 1966. 2,000 Leaps Under the Sea wasn't even built yet. My uncle worked there, so we got free passes.
That's when they still had the mouse on a stick.
Yes. A big train ride, and that was it. There wasn't a lot going on around there then.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, we didn't take vacations when I was a kid. Dad was trucking. That was it. You didn't know how to relax.
I lived in Indiana. My mom's from, I told you, Boston or New York, and my dad's mom's from LA. So vacation was either New York or LA. So we'd take 2 weeks, and he was a Teamster driver, too. He'd drive for United, hauling auto parts out of Detroit down to southern Indiana every day for 25 years. And then the company went out of business, and he had to transfer to another Teamster company and work another 8 years to get his 25 in so he could retire. And so...
See, you said you were in trucking because your dad was a trucker. Well, my mom is a trucker and still drives with these guys at the same place.
Wow. Yeah.
That's 75.
Cool. Wow.
She's 75 now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We got guys. We had two guys in their 80s.
Lyle was, what, 83?
Yeah. And Rocky.
Yeah, Lyle's 80.
Rocky, God.
I think Rocky's done, though.
About Rocky.
He's yeah, his 90. Sugar got the best of his. His feet were getting bad, so
he had no toes,
didn't he?
So, no toes, not a one, not a toe to be had.
Toeless Rocky,
toeless Rocky.
Yeah, but he had
that happened to me too. See,
accident or
no birth?
Birth. Okay, yeah. I was going to say, I grew up and they would make bets every year how I would get hurt. I got my pants caught in a power takeoff shaft on a tractor once.
I had one of our neighbors had that ripped out. He tells everybody he's 3/4 circumcised now. Well, he was. He got caught, ripped it right off, ripped him open there, and he wandered up to the road. Nobody'd stopped. Thought he was some crazy old bastard. And he went all the way back out to the tractor, climbed up on the tractor, and drove it all the way back up to the house to get somebody to take him to the ambulance.
Yeah, it took my jeans off of me and put a couple cuts in my leg, but that was it. I was lucky. It
took a couple of his nuts, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, so he got denutted. All right.
I said he was 3/4 foot.
Yeah, we used to do that with the hogs. I used to be my job, hold them by the back legs while they put the rubber band on there. They squeal like a bitch.
Well, we used to cut them and cut them out.
You would cut them?
We'd cut them, and everybody was fine watching you cut them. That one guy and his kids come over and wanted to watch. And the kids were fine watching you cut them, but when you threw them on the ground, the dog started eating them. They didn't care for that part of it.
They don't like Rocky Mountain oysters?
I guess not.
No,
good. So you said you hauled dirt and heavy equipment stuff up there. Work construction company that handles all that type of stuff?
Yeah, we do our own work. We make our own materials. We aggregate work building houses. Aggregates, yeah. We do mixed excavation, processed gravel. You know what loom is?
Are you pavers? You know
loom is? No pavers, no. You know what loom is?
Moom?
Boom. Loam. Loom. Ever heard of that? Take a guess.
Is it a, it's not a scrap, is it?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the stuff we haul out of FBI? Is that loom?
What? No.
The stuff we haul
a loom
out
is
FBI.
A machine they make cloth out of.
Is it loom or loam?
Loam.
Loam.
It's
spongy, isn't it?
No. Loam is topsoil. We call it loam here. A loam.
I've never heard of that.
Topsoil is.
Yeah.
Never heard that.
You know what? Dirt. You ever hear of topsoil? You're a topsoil, right?
Yeah,
we got topsoil, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So never heard it called
topsoil. So different things.
So we screen topsoil and make clean topsoil for lawns, and we can haul stone and aggregates and rock. And
so you guys got a big crusher then, huh?
We got a big crusher. We got our own gravel pit.
Yeah, I haul many crushers and transfer machines. Okay. Many.
Yeah, these guys—they've been in business since 1948.
Half of our business is actually dump trucks and roll-off trucks, and the other half is day cab semis running for a local scrap dealer. Some of us haul over the road for the same scrap dealer, and then they own a foundry. They actually own several, but they have a copper and aluminum foundry, and we haul a lot of the new products, like the copper, down to Texas that they make cans with, like at Campbell's Seat, or down there at, what's the one down there, Dandridge, Tennessee?
It used to be Ball.
Ball Container.
Ball? Yeah, right next to the Busch Beans plant.
It's the wire that they weld the cans and stuff with.
Yeah.
So whether it's food
or what kind of tons can you haul in Indiana on a dump trailer?
They're what, 76,000, ain't they? 74.
Well, on a dump trailer? You haul, got the same 80,000.
You
can be 80,000 as long as you got triaxle and you're more than 40 feet.
Yeah.
No, you can be a tandem and haul 80,000.
We're different up here.
If you're at least 40 feet. If you're shorter than that, you can't.
Up here, we have 5 axles, so a regular tractor. The tandem trailer, 28 feet, 99,000 pounds legal. 5 axles.
Really?
And, all day long, A lot.
Well, our bridge laws, they must be different than yours. the length of stuff. But
For some reason, do you know about the Michigan trains that haul 160,000 on 11 axles? Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, Indiana finally got smart and letting all those guys buy a permit and come down in Indiana. Ohio's doing it too. So all the Michigan trains are, and I look for it to be, it's a federal bridge law they're going under. So it's the same at all the interstate. So I look for everybody to start doing it, just because they're hauling scrap and they're hauling scrap into the foundries at 100, 105, and then they're going to the gravel pits and hauling stone back to Michigan, because 90% of Michigan's sand. So
right,
I think what is the company's called? Stone. It does it the most, isn't it?
Stone Transport. Yeah. Stone
Transport. Yeah.
At least it's not like the guy that come down out of Michigan, or no, it was Kendallville, wasn't the Butler with the
one that got busted?
One that got busted for $160,000 going down there with no signs on the doors, no nothing, trying to sneak down the back roads, and the cops caught him.
Yeah.
Here's your sign.
But he had 11. He had 11 axle trailer, didn't he?
Yeah,
but he had one of the Michigan trailers. But yeah,
anything over 80,000, they popped him for.
Yeah, was not good. I remember hearing.
Yeah, that we did that news story on that. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
So, just so you want to know how good we are in this whole social networking business that we're trying to create content. Have you ever had content handed to you in a silver cup?
Oh, here we go.
Drive by and ignore it because you were hungry.
He's beating us like a dead horse, isn't he?
Yeah, but it's.
Go ahead. I want to hear this. Go ahead.
It was at Matt's
this year.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve. Tell the story. You were driving.
Okay. Name of the show, Three Fat Truckers. So what are we always talking about? Food.
Food.
When we're hungry, we're on a mission to go get food. We got done with the show. Remember, it was a Friday night or Thursday night. And we're going to, Dave looks up some little podunk bar over in the college side of town to go eat, get something different, go eat, drink some, have some drinks. And we're cruising on over there. I'm watching my GPS and we're coming down this street, and it's college part of Louisville, the college part for the campus. And here comes a low overpass, says 11-8. And I just look at Dave and Bill, and I said, you know what? This ain't too truck-friendly down through here. And as soon as I said that, right past that bridge, there's a cop with a semi with the whole roof of the trailer ripped open and the reefer laying on the ground.
Running.
Ripped off the front of the trailer, laying on the ground.
Pouring out smoke.
And we're like, Dave goes, well, hell, right there's the truck. You just said it wasn't truck friendly. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, let's go eat.
Yeah. We're laughing. Instead of getting out.
We got an interview and some video. And
I have a gimbal in my hand with a GoPro. And Bill, everybody's got a phone. We didn't take no picture. We didn't we drove up to the restaurant laughing and ordered food, took pictures of our food, put that on the internet, drove back right by the wrecker picking the truck up. The rollback has the refrigeration unit up on the back and still didn't take a picture of nothing. And the funny part about it is, right before we left to go eat, we did an interview with Bonehead Truckers. And I'm like,
yeah. We could have had some.
Are we idiots? What kind?
Could have went viral.
And that was the interview. We did an interview with the record driver, too, for that same company.
And we did the record driver.
That got that truck off the Second Street Bridge is off the side of it.
Did
you
see that?
You're always going to be ready. You're always going to be ready with the camera. Yeah. But so you know what? Do you really want to share? I don't want to be a killjoy. A guy having the worst moment of his life, put that all over the internet. Sorry, he's having a bad enough day as it is.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
I can answer that.
What was I thinking? What was I thinking?
Because. This guy made it 100 feet past the bridge, dude. 11-8. Did you hear him say 11-8?
11-8. He was crazy. How fast was he going?
Jeez. He had to been booking it, man.
And he only tore the first. I don't know if he had weak airbags or dumped something, because the front part of the trailer was tore off. The back.
Can you imagine what he probably said?
Maybe he lifted the bridge up.
Can you imagine what he told the cop? I don't know what he said. I was coming up on the bridge and I'm hitting the brakes and nothing happened, my friend.
Well, you know,
I just kept right on going.
GPS on his phone and not a truck.
I am not knowing what this thing. What is this thing? Phone? You would say. I am driving truck.
Pretty much.
So, no brakes.
So yeah, we missed some golden opportunity there.
Well, we missed that one. It'll never happen again.
Well, no. blow our own horn again the year before. We missed the opportunity too because we did a truck show expedite expo in Fort Wayne. We're on our way there, and Dave gets in a wreck right on the interstate. It blows a tire, and the cops are there.
Sideswipe me.
And we didn't talk about that at all. Or take pictures or nothing. He had a parking lot run over his Jeep.
With the cop.
I sent you that picture. Did you ever post it?
Took a picture with me with the cop. The cop's laughing his ass off.
I told the cop, I said, hey, this is a royalty personality here from the podcast.
Because we had our bowling shirts on.
Yeah. Oh, he was in both lanes. They were trying to share it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And stay in your own lane on social media. This is what you guys do. You podcast.
Yeah.
You know? When I post anything personal, I notice nobody really cares. But if I do trucking content, that's all people care about. So stay in my own lane, you know?
So we try telling everybody we're not here to offend anybody. It's just kind of some guys doing some bad.
We're here to offend everybody.
You know, we talk about trucking. We do some serious stuff. I mean, we did the Walmart when they went into it. I mean, we try staying up on what ladies and what we can get out of there. And then, you know, we try having fun with it. You know, we're all out here. It helps when you're doing the job. You know, we're literally out here seeing it every day. We see the guys in the flip-flops and shorts going across, dumping all their junk out at the fuel island. It's like, come on. You know, we all got to walk there.
Taking a 30-minute break there. Have you noticed more lately? It seems like the TikTok videos and YouTube video, just anywhere you can catch a video of people getting back at the guys in the truck stop for taking their half-hour break, out there taking the glad hands off, putting a quarter in that sucker, putting them back together, riping dog shit on their damn door handle.
Yeah, seen that. Yeah.
And they'll video them, wait for them to come out, you know. I watched a guy drag the wheels off a trailer in a video because he couldn't get the air release because that quarter was in the airline. God. And he just kept giving her hell, man.
Did you see that wreck in Louisville where that truck was hanging off the bridge?
It
was on. Do you know the only thing that was holding that on? We did an interview with the wrecker drivers. It took three rotators to get it back on the bridge. And the only thing that was holding that truck from falling down into the water was when it tipped up like this, this back corner caught a beam, and it was the tailgate,
the lift gate,
the loading tailgate, lift gate. The only thing holding that thing from dropping down in the water. I'm like, are you kidding me? The back of the trailer, he said it was sitting free. So
that's crazy.
I asked Very lucky. Him. The gal that was in it that they had to get down and rescue, I said, was she pretty calm and cool? And he's like, yeah, really? For the most part, she was really, really good, calm, till they got her hooked up and brought up and got her on the bridge. And she pretty much had her come to Jesus moment, just broke down crying. And I'm like, well, you know, hey, he was hanging there for a while. Because I bet it took him probably, what, 45 minutes before they even got to her or something like that.
Yep.
It was a while.
Wow. That's crazy.
So, Steve, do you want to get to your little part here?
Sure. I'll buzz through. You just want to hear the joke at the end is all you want to hear.
I know it. I want to hear what kind of joke you got tied up at the end.
Yeah.
Probably crap.
Well, go ahead, Bill. What is this?
Well, this is, for those of you that are new to the show, this is our new, I say new, we've done it for a few episodes
now. We've been switching stuff all around since we started off. I'll do this for a couple weeks, then we'll do something else.
See, we can't be all positive. We gotta point out the negative stuff, too. Well, I say we. Steve has to point out the negative stuff.
I'll give
the
disclaimer.
And the disclaimer. I give up.
Okay.
Well, anyway, without further ado, Steve, take it away.
The views you're getting ready to hear are mine and mine.
Oh,
mine and mine alone.
The views of Steve do not in any way reflect those of Three Fat Truckers or its subsidiaries.
And remember, we're not here to offend anybody. We're here to offend everybody. And if your feelings get hurt, don't listen.
No, listen.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
This is my two cents. Well, here we go again, another couple weeks behind us. Same old shit in the news. More people becoming exposed by P. Diddy. Still trying to dismantle the bridge in Baltimore. More and more wrecks in the news. And the WNBA or draft rookie salaries leaked from the top rounds picks. Oh, no. Touchdown, Bill. He's not a sports guy.
No, he's not a sports guy.
I know it seems like it's the same old when it comes to the stories out there right now. But some things run so deep with secrets and dirty details, you just can't look away from the car wreck that's happening, you know? You know what I mean. So much dirty laundry being thrown out there from Diddy's house, it makes you wonder just how deep this goes. Anyway, I hope all deserving get what they are dealt. I won't go into the details and help spread the mayhem. Just know this, it's more wild than you can imagine. Enough said, let's move on. I want to applaud all the hard workers and crews out there right now dismantling the bridge in Baltimore that was hit a few weeks ago. The pictures and short videos I've seen have been nothing less than amazing. It's a lot of hard, dangerous work doing what they have set out to accomplish. It's a long time consuming process that takes finesse to undergo the demolition safely. Wishing those involved a safe day every day. Okay, people out there driving your car, your pickup, your motorcycle, and last but not least, your semi big rig. Let's get our heads out of your ass, face out of the damn phone, and pay attention to what's at hand. Driving. There's so many unnecessary accidents out there from distracted driving that are so preventable and could save thousands of lives and time of people. Can't get back. So let's put down the phones and all the distractions and have a safe life today. You never know, it might be yours.
Amen.
That I put in there because I have had so many people here lately. The phones, they on the wrong side of the road coming at you head on down where I'm at here. It's just, it's been a bunch. Okay, and finally, I took the time to watch the first hour of the WNBA draft the other day to see the Clark if the Clark girl would go number one like everyone expected. Hey, I like sports. Not all, but some. The so-called salary that she was going to get supposedly got leaked, and everyone is in an uproar that the men's starting salary is in the millions and ladies don't even compare. Surely some people have the answers to this, and I'm not one of them. I wish you the best of luck, ladies, and hope you start getting equal wages for the same game. And now, to leave you with a dirty joke. I got to look at both of your faces as I tell you this. What does the winning lottery numbers and a threesome with two tie girls have in common?
A threesome with two tigers. I'd rather
tie girls. Thailand. Tie girls, oh. Dave. Got it, Grandpa?
I thought you were maybe going with
no
cougars. They're a little more fun. Lottery and tie girls. Yes.
They both I have got no six clue. Matching balls. Have a great week and be safe out there.
And the joke
Bill's still
week.
Doing the math.
One, two. I don't get it.
What am I involved with here?
Oh. Yeah. What did you sign up for?
It's too late now, brother. It's as good as published.
Was right to tiger? What? Huh?
Thought you were talking about a cougar.
Tie.
It kind of reminds you of the 70s and 80s on CB Talk.
Didn't you watch The Hangover 2 or 3, The Lady Boys? Why you think it's Bangkok?
Bangkok.
Never mind.
I forgot about that. So, well, Bill, you want to wrap this up?
Oh, gosh. Mike?
Wrap it up. Yeah, I got to pee in a bottle if you don't hurry up. So hurry up.
Yeah, I got to go, too. That's why I've been going like this for a while.
You know you're
now.
Not a real trucker unless you've hit a hitchhiker with a piss bottle at 60 mile an hour.
I use hospital urinals because they hang off the back of the seat easier. Real good.
I had a hole cut in the floor of the garden hose, just let it go out through the seat.
Mike's going to dinner too. I got a family, a house full of family I need to go see. So,
all right, Mike, we appreciate you coming on the show. Sure enough, you'll have to come back and
hope you wasn't offended too much.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead and plug all your socials and your content.
All right. The Boston Trucker on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. The Boston Trucker. That's all.
Right on. You heard it here, folks.
Sounds good.
Let us know what you think. Show at 3ftpodcast.org. Hit us up on the socials or comment directly on the website, 3ftpodcast.org. We'll be back in a fortnight. Until then, I've been Bill.
And Dave from location.
Unknown.
It's Florida and it's 90 degrees. I'll take it. So
you're chafing.
Right.
Powder's your friend, Dave.
I know. Gold chill. It burns.
And Steve, thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful, safe week.
Have a good one, folks.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.